First individual, please.
Item 136, request of Mark Bradley to address council regarding leaking heating oil tanks.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. Here's my seven copies.
To the clerk over here. If anybody has handouts, just give it over to the clerk and she'll make sure we all get a copy. Thank you.
Thanks for having me here. It's my third time speaking. In 2012, I talked to Sam Adams. I was a little sad.
I'm really sorry. Could I ask you to state your name for the record? Maybe if you're going to stand, could you slide the mic a little closer to you just so everybody at home can hear you?
Sure.
Thank you.
My name's Mark Bradley. I'm here as a citizen in Portland. I work for Xavier Environmental, and we do environmental cleanup work for radon and heating oil tanks.
Thank you.
So in 2012, I spoke to Sam Adams and didn't seem to get through to anybody on the panel. In 2014, spoke to Charlie Hales and same thing, didn't get a lot of receptive people. But my concern is that we're allowing oil companies to pump oil into the ground in our city, and they're pumping it into tanks that are 30 to 70 years old or past their lifespan. Their tanks are only good for 20 to 25 years. They were failed the minute they were put in. We have Portland MAPS permits that shows that every single tank has an electrical current hooked up to it. Electricity causes steel to rust. Our policymakers at the federal and state level have changed laws for commercial people, and they've made underground tanks have secondary containment, and they've made underground tanks have cathodic protection. But we leave all the homeowners in our city in the dark, and nobody knows this information, that when they let an oil company come to their house and pump oil into the ground, they're pumping benzene, ethyl benzene, and naphthalene, which are cancer-causing agents. And we're doing that now at a rapid rate, faster than I've ever seen. And over half of the active tanks that we check have really significant leaks. And there's people that have health issues from these leaks, like people that get cancer from their liver breaking down from being exposed to these cancer-causing agents. So I'm here to inform this year. I'm also here to sell oil, steel, to sell city permits, and to get grants and tax credits for the oil companies so that we can stop pumping oil into the ground next to people's houses and put it in above-ground tanks. And we can keep the oil customers and in their base. We can keep selling oil and help the oil companies not lose customers. We can give tax credits to the people who use the city permit system to get the tanks permitted to code and stuff. And basically, we know what the problem is. We've known how bad it is. We know that it persists. We continue to allow it to happen. We can stop it in a second. We have so many sad, elderly, despondent people who can't believe how costly their cleanup is when I show up and I tell them they have a groundwater issue. And the groundwater just moves this contamination under all of our houses. We don't know where it is. It's under all of our houses. And if you took all the contamination that was in this city and put it in drop boxes in people's driveways, we wouldn't be able to drive anywhere. There is so much contamination in the ground in our city, and the fact that we still let people pump it into the ground, it's really unspeakable. So I'm more here, just like I said, out of trying to inform people what's going on and let people know that we did the correct policy thing for commercial people, but we're not helping our residents at all. So I hope we can address that.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, sir, for your testimony. Why do you think the solution is giving oil companies tax breaks and grants to, don't they make enough money to be able to do the cleanup without tax breaks?
Well, it's just that we need some incentive to get people to stop the behavior. It's an absurd behavior to let somebody come to your home and take a hose with cancer-causing agents and put something into a tank that's that old. I just don't know, have another way to stop it as far as, like, you know, we don't want to punish anybody. We don't want them to lose their business. I'm trying to keep them in their customers. But we know that what they're doing is an absurd behavior, you know.
So have you talked to the state legislature?
The feds DEQ? Don't listen. Yeah, the DEQ is who we work with. But, you know, it's a slow thing trying to get people to wake up to this information. It just doesn't happen.
You think the
quickly.
City of Portland is faster than DEQ?
No, I'm thinking the city, it's up to our city policymakers to stop the behavior, because the federal and the state money and the lobbyists are suppressing the information at the federal and state level. So it's kind of up to our local city people to get this message across.
And did you leave us a way to contact you outside
of
this process?
Yeah, I'll leave my phone number.
Thank you.
Xavier Environmental.
Appreciate
you. What I wanted to say and finish with, $3,000 for a new above-ground tank, and there's going to be 10,000 oil customers. That's $30 million in green jobs. We can start tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr.